Hello and welcome to Soul Ignition with your host, Jana, where it is my mission to help you tune into, hone, fully trust your intuition, and take inspired action to create a life that you are so fully and completely in love with. I'll be sharing inspiration from my own life, as well as powerful interviews with some of our top thought leaders in the field of self-development, of coaching, and all heart-centered entrepreneurs that have a story to share, a story to inspire us to tune in, to allow ourselves to be fully led from a place of full faith and trust, and the magic, the miracles that come as a result of. We'll be talking about moving through surrender, allowing ourselves the space and time to fully get clear on what we want, and empowering ourselves to have the courage to take the action that our hearts are calling us to create lives and businesses that we love. We'll also deep dive into different elements of business when you're fully led from this space and what that gets to look like when you scale. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm sending you all my love. Jana. Welcome to another edition of your Soul Ignition podcast with Jana. Today, I have the privilege to interview Carrie Hummingbird. She is a soul guide, channel of spirit, and international best-selling author, helping you move through the cocoon phase of your rebirth to the other side, so that you may rise and walk this earth as the highest expression of self. My goodness, could you be more a soul sister than that?
Totally. Well, you know, we're so aligned. Like, the moment we met, I was like, oh yeah, this is my sister. This is what we're doing here.
And I felt it as well. And everybody on the Soul Ignition podcast has heard me say a million times over and more that it's all this life and how we be is all so intuitively led. And it's this beautiful web that is really interlaced. And we're also connected. And that was the intention of when I started the series. So I love that you're here and the way that you were brought into my world. And literally everybody that I interview has been such a miraculous and synchronistic way of finding me and me them, that it just really always brings me back to that mission over and over again. So before I rattle on too much longer, I'd love, Carrie, for you to take over. Tell us a little bit more about yourself. Tell us about your book and this journey that you take your clients through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, so in a nutshell, my journey was spent doing it all the way that they told us to do it. But, oh, you have to go, you know, if you have like emotions, then you need to go see a psychologist because you're not supposed to have emotions. I mean, that's not supposed to happen, right? So I had a lot of emotional experience. I'm an empath. So I didn't have that word at the time. I'm 50, by the way. So like I've been on this journey for a while. And back when, in the dark ages, before they knew what an empath was, they thought that I was like had a problem. So basically I got into psychotherapy because I did have some childhood trauma 0 to 5. So there was some reason to be concerned about that. But the way that I went about it was really I took the long, difficult path so that I would really understand every nook and cranny of my human consciousness. And all the thought tunnels explored and every story, and really learned the hard way about the power of story, you know, the power of the story that we tell about ourselves and the power of that we tell about everybody else around us, you know, how that weaves a web. I love you talking about webs, that it weaves this web around everything in our life. When we're telling our story, we're using the power of the word. And so I learned from the inside out how that works. And I led myself down into a really dark tunnel where, of course, I wanted to commit suicide and all of that. And then I ended up doing a kinds of lots of bad things at the end of my 20-year marriage that, you know, were very, you know, according to a lot of society, very shameful things. And I came out the other side of that, like with this spirit message that said, that's the end of the rope. Move on. You need to get out of here. And that's really one of the first big, powerful messages I'd gotten. I'd gotten one a few years before that said, you have a life, live it. So stop trying to like explore your past lives. So it wasn't time yet. So anyway, so I left. I followed that voice and I didn't know. I mean, I was a stay-at-home mom mostly by that point, but I still had some high tech because I have 20 years high tech experience as a technical communicator for high, you know, Silicon Valley startups and things like that. So I had like this really rational job, you know, that I did to make money. And what happened was I took that voice. I said, okay, I'm going to start over. I don't know what this means. And within about 6 months, I got led to my first teacher, who was involved in spiritual growth of earth-based spirituality, like shamanism and things like that. And I started tuning into my senses rather than my brain. It's like, stop listening to my brain so much and started listening to the rest of me, like my heart, my senses, my feelings, and started learning how to do shamanic drum journey, how to go bring myself into trance, into a calm place that I had never really experienced because I was so busy brained, and bringing myself into this world that I didn't understand. And I got my first spiritual healing really early on within the first month of that training. And I'd never had one before. And I was lying on the floor, which I really considered to be a downgrade, you know, because I was always on a couch. Now I'm on the floor and he's drumming, you know, drumming me. And what he was doing was going on a shamanic drum journey to see what's the cause of the trauma in Carrie. Like, why is it that things have been so hard? What's the original wound? Because in the shamanic work, we want to find out what's the original wound. What's the thing? And he saw a scene from when I was 1 year old, and there was a scene in the bathtub with my natural father, and he was, you know, he was starting to molest me. And that wasn't actually the trauma, though. The trauma was my mom came in, and my mom had a huge shame reaction and a really big reaction. And I took all that into me. I took all that shame into me. And that's really what kicked it off, my journey of, you know, having these sort of relationship issues and acting in ways that were inappropriate out there in the world, was all of this early childhood trauma. So in one healing session, he went in and he pulled out that energy out of my heart. And I've never, ever felt that feeling again, that feeling of like dense, dark constriction around my heart where it just cramps and it really hurts. Like, that's forever gone. I don't have that experience anymore. And I actually don't really feel shame anymore the way that I used to feel it. It's not an experience I have anymore. But the most profound thing that happened was that I felt a loving presence came in over me. Like, I felt this loving presence just hover above me. And I told him, I said, and the moment I felt it, he stopped drumming. And I said, oh my gosh, that's got to be significant. And I told him, I feel this loving presence. And he confirmed, yeah, like there is a presence here for you. And within, you know, that 45 minutes, everything had shifted. Like, once you know that, you can't not know it. Like, once you know, once you feel it in your body, once you have that inner experience, there's no going back. Like, your whole world changes. And that's what happened for me. So then I started studying with a bunch of teachers, and I'm like, whatever that is, I'm learning how to do that because I want to do that for myself and other people. And so that's what I did. I got a bunch of training, and now I help guide people on spiritual healing, and I bring the rainbow light down, and I channel books, and it's like amazing. Like, my whole life, the last 9 years, has been so amazing compared to how it was my whole rest of my life. It's like all of my wounds got turned into wisdom, got turned into gifts, and now I'm just, you know, I'm ready to be in service. Like, I'm just like, let's go. Come on, who wants some help? Because I just want to get out there and share what I've learned, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, Shauna. Like, it's so, like, profound when you make that shift. You just want to help people.
Oh my gosh, guys, did you just go on that multidimensional galactic journey with Carrie or what? I just lost myself in 17 timelines and then came home. Like, that was so good. Oh, I love you so much. That was so good. Beyond words, that was a transmission. For those of you listening, there was a healing that just took place. Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. And how succinct and beautiful. Like, it literally feels like we've been talking for 3 hours, and I think that was just 10 minutes.
So yeah, it's really quick, right? Like, I like that you can perceive that, because not everybody perceives it. Because, you know, people like you and me, I believe that we are messengers. And messengers have a unique gift. When you can speak from your heart, like when you can unclutter your heart, and this is for everybody out there who feels a purpose, you feel a purpose, like, I know I'm here for a big purpose, and I feel it. It's your heart. It's your heart. And the more you cleanse and clear out your heart, the more when you speak from the heart, and all of that comes through. And that's what brings the healing. It's like the vibration of love through your heart as you're speaking. Like, I have so much compassion for myself, and you could feel it, right? Like, I have so much compassion for the one I used to be that, you know, just was like lost in the dark. And when you're lost in the dark, you stub your toe a lot, you know, because you can't see.
Literally. So so good. Oh my gosh. Can you tell us a little bit about your book? I love that you said channel, because, you know, so much of the time when writing books, there are a lot of books that I've read that were very mental and strategy. But when I've read from a channeled message, it's always been a lot more profound and shifting. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, it was profound for me too. Because basically what happened was I got tapped on the shoulder about a year ago, because we're like in March 2020. Like about a year ago, I got tapped in February and it said, you're going to write a new book. I said, okay, sure. I always say yes, you know, okay. And I said, well, what's it about, the second wave? And I said, well, how am I going to write about that? Because I don't know what that is. And so I got reminded of Dolores Cannon. So anybody's out there who's read The Convoluted Universe or anything like that, Dolores Cannon did a large body of work for many years, decades, I think like 5 decades worth of work. She's just recently passed on to the other side, probably to help us all in this transition right now. But basically, she did this healing process called quantum healing hypnosis technique. And that technique goes, it puts you in such a trance that you can, the person who's guiding you can communicate and ask questions of your soul and retrieve answers for you. And you're sort of awake during this time, but you're not awake. Like you're in a different space where your soul is answering the questions. It just sort of gets your ego a little bit adjusted out of the way, so there's more fluid conversation. So she was interviewing people in this state of deep hypnosis, and she asked them like, well, you know, all these questions. They started talking about the first wave, the second wave, and the third wave. And she's like, well, okay, what is that? And basically, it's waves of volunteers to the earth to help shift human consciousness from the inside out, because this is a planet of free will. And that's very tricky. You know, we've got a planet of free will and a planet of you're able to influence lots of other people, especially when they don't know they have free will. So you can influence situations and you can get it really clogged and stuck. And so that's basically what's happened, is that the karma wheel on the planet has gotten things like super jammed up and stuck in lineage after lineage after lineage, because of course we bring our ancestral DNA with us in our own bodies. So anything that has not been forgiven ends up in your body by any ancestor throughout time. So our bodies are a walking ancestry. And depending on how well your ancestors did, well, depends on how much stuff you got to deal with in your own body. So anyway, so there's a lot of information about that. But basically, I watched that little video and I was like, oh, that's right. Okay. And that was all. I don't look at anything from that point because I'm a channel. So I just channel the message. So this is the book in case anybody's interested. The second wave, and there's the rainbow eye, because we are the rainbow eye. Get it?
Ah, it's beautiful.
Because we're the rainbow, we're the eye. We're the one eye.
I love that. Ah! Drop a link to all of your details in the comments so people can check it out in the show notes, because that book is beautiful. It looks way more beautiful in person than even when the pictures that I've seen on your website. Amazing.
Yeah, the rainbow eye, because that's what we are, Jana. We're the rainbow eye. We're like all the little different fragments of the rainbow inside the one eye. That's just one eye.
Of course, because we are all one. The collective, we are all one fragment. Like imagining a big old puzzle, and each one of us is a unique puzzle piece, and not one is like another, and we all need each other to comprise, come together, and be that one eye.
We got to come together. And that's the thing, is like, so humanity, we got to lift it, and we are lifting it, and we've already been doing it. So this book is really just to help people on the second wave, the volunteers, to bring up to the next level of conscious awareness their mission. Because you've already been doing the work, because it was built in and programmed into you. So what does that mean? So that means essentially that your soul chose a lineage of earth ancestry that had promise. Okay, so it chose a lineage that had promise, meaning that your ancestors did a lot of good work, and they had good understandings and wisdom throughout the ages that you could now bring into fruition in the new earth. So we chose lineages specifically that had promise. And you embodied into that lineage so that you would have this compulsory need to fix yourself. Basically, you would have a compulsory need to heal and fix yourself by any means. Like, and you would be so obsessed with it that you would find every means possible to heal and uplift yourself. Okay? So you already did the work. You don't have to even remember that, because we all have earth amnesia, right? So we accounted for that by making you obsessive about self-help. So the work has already been done, even if you never remembered.
And all this is just like breadcrumbs, like leading you to what you already know.
Ugh, God. And we're just peeling back the veil now. We're just like, okay, by the way, you're not crazy. You're the sane one. You're the sane one in upside down world. Mm. Mm. And now you understand it because you've explored it thoroughly. Like, you've had all those questions like, why does my family act like that? Why don't they get what I'm saying? What's wrong with this situation? Because I know inside that love should be different than this. Why do they act that way? And then you probably took it personally, because I did anyway.
Oh God, you sound just like me.
You're like
the same person.
Because they kept saying there's something wrong with you because you don't fit in, right? And you're like, there must be something wrong with me. I'm going to go figure out what that is. So like the while that you're figuring out what that is, you're actually uplifting your own DNA, which is rippling out and healing every single person around you, because we are photon beings of light. And so all of these little photon beams of light are all constantly emanating from our being without even trying to do it. And so every time you just spend time with your family, even if there's an argument or something, you're just like sitting there and you're knowing with your photon beams of light, like beaming out at your family, and they're getting it somehow. And they might have a dense crust around them. So it might just, you know, if you're not getting results right away, it's because it just takes a while to wear it down. But thank God for Mother Earth, because now she's given us, you know, COVID-19.
What a gift this time has been.
And totally.
So much, but so little has changed since you and I last spoke, but we were both like, we didn't really know how long this would take or what it would end up being. We knew we would be okay, and whatever's supposed to be is to be, and it's going to be for the greater good. But I mean, I'm looking at the way that people are smiling more, at peace and stillness, families coming back together, cooking together, showing up online, people gifting each other things, like just so much grace and love. When I was a little girl and I looked in the world and I had those same beliefs, like, what's wrong with them? Why are they so mean to each other? Like, there was an aspect, I was bullied because I was just that girl that was like, I don't get it. Why are you acting this way? I was love, and I just wanted the world to remember who they really were. You know, it took me like 30 some years to get there, but thank you. Thank you, Corona, and all of what's happening in our awakening, because it's actually what I'm seeing. And I had this like beautiful moment of like purge. I was like, just as if I was the mother, the divine Mother Earth, looking at her children and finally seeing them loving one another. And it just brought me to tears the other day, because it's so profound. And it's what I felt when I was a little girl looking at the world and saying, this isn't right.
Well, it's a huge gift, because, you know, humans are plagued by something called the ego. And, you know, it's really hard to get a hold of that thing. It's supposed to just be, you know, a support for you while you get going in your life, like an automated system, like an autopilot system, you know, while you get acquainted with Earth. That's all it's supposed to be. But boy, it sure gets a lot of power. And arrogance is one of the main ways. It's the arrogance dragon, you know, these dragons that sort of plague humanity. And when you're in the arrogance dragon, you can't be in love. It's just, they're not compatible. So, and a lot of people get the arrogance dragon because of exactly what you're talking about. Like, they got picked on or bullied or something like that. And so they figured out really quick that in order to not be picked on, they had to be more arrogant than everybody else. So the arrogance.
I was 11 years old when I picked up the arrogance dragon, because I was tired of being walked all over. And so I hardened. I remember.
Yeah, they'd say toughen up, right? That's the advice. Toughen up.
Yeah, it was like the cardinal sin to cry in my house.
So this is what we're now, in order to move forward in our consciousness, we have to become humbled. And that humbles the humility, loosens up the arrogance dragon. So humility dismantles the arrogance dragon in its place, so that you can actually move forward into receiving new insights. Because if you think you know everything, you're not going to learn anything new. But if you're humbled and everything you know, like, gets swept away in the storm, like, now you have to learn, right? You have to get creative. So that's the beauty of this virus, is that it's crumbling all the old systems. So all the little places that everybody liked to, like, nestle up and hide and, like, get all comfortable with their snuggy bug, you know, like I'm not changing kind of thing, because this is my comfort zone, even though it's crappy and I know it. Like, all those places just got, or they will by the end of the year. So basically, this gives a whole new clean slate for everybody to come together and say, okay, that showed us that this system is not sustainable. So what are we going to do in its place? And that's where spirit comes in, because there's space. Also, I love, because it's like making everybody stay in place. So now everyone's going to have to face their impatience dragon.
Patience is the word of today. When I was with my girl, here, it was just remembering that no matter where you are, it's actually all perfect. The breakdown, perfect. The brain fog, perfect.
The brain fog.
Because the brain fog is essentially, at one point you didn't listen to higher self, and so she brought brain fog to get you to like pay attention, because all of a sudden,
or like made you sleep in. Like this morning, I told you I slept in. Like my husband turned off the alarm clock, and so I missed my first interview on my show, and I was like, oh dang, I woke up at 1:30. I was like, what happened? And then my second interview, which is going to start in 5 minutes, I got hustled and got ready. She had something else going on, so that got delayed. So I was like, okay, I guess you don't want me to interview today. That's fine. I'm glad that we're doing this one.
Yeah, and then I was finishing up with my course teachings, and I needed to make sure I did the timing right, and thank you for being patient. But that's the thing, patience, knowing that it's actually all perfect. We're never late. We're always on time. And it's the times that I've really allowed myself that space of trust and really having faith that the most literally effortless outcome, it's like, what is it they say about worry? Worry doesn't actually, like, it doesn't, it robs us of our present moment joy, where worrying doesn't stop the thing that's the impending doom anyway. Just like be in the moment, and then you'll figure it out when the supposed impending doom comes. And it never, 99% of times it doesn't. And if it does come, the impending doom piece is because you're looking at it from that lens.
Yeah, it's just, it's sort of predicting the future. So this is a whole lot of like staying in the now and being present with what is, which, you know, I had this insight this morning as I was doing that. I open sacred space every morning, and I get out there and I open the four directions, and I, you know, I connect with the earth and great spirit and my ancestors, and I just go, okay, what do I need to know? And this morning the message was, well, you need to relax. Because I didn't get up till 1:30. So it was like, we had to put you to sleep. You're so like ready to be in service that you just can't wait to do it. And we want you to rest. So, okay, rest, let go of control, stop trying to predict it. You know, this is like the major themes, like stop trying to predict what's going to happen. Just be in the now. And then I got this insight, like, wow, what if, cause I work with plant medicine, what if 2020 is one giant ayahuasca ceremony?
Ooh.
And I was like, that feels accurate. And because we opened the year with so much excitement and love, right? Like we got so much light poured in, like the first 2 months, like just bam, shoo, all this love poured in, all this light and excitement. And everyone was really excited about 2020. All of us have been waiting for it. And then we had the first purge, which, you know, normally in a ceremony, they don't purge in the first, like in the East, but there's a lot of purging going on in the East. So now I'm thinking about, okay, April 1st, which is not too far away, only a couple of days, we're going to start the South. And in my experience of an ayahuasca ceremony, like the South, so much love floods in, it gets thick because like all the love floods in, and then people need to purge and they need help. They need healing because like so much uncomfortable stuff starts rising up as the love expands. Are you getting what I'm feeling here, Shauna? I know
full body confirmation. I have so much to share. Yes.
Please do, because like this is the download I got and I feel like it's accurate.
I'm recognizing everything that you're saying is literally confirmation. And what I love about that is it's confirming what I knew last year when this new wave is coming and people can't go back to their governments. They can't go back to their churches. and they need leadership. And this is the time of the light leadership that has come and embodied in this lifetime to lead from that place of sovereignty. And really, like you said, April 1 is going to be a huge next push of what we're most terrified of is love, interestingly enough. And it's going to push out all that needs to be released in the distortion. And then we are here to literally, like, the divine mother just waiting to, like, hold these people. But it's trusting in the patience, giving ourselves time for this calm, certainty, and rest, because we're about to get slammed with the new wave that needs.
Thank God. I've only been waiting forever for this part, you know? Like, I can't wait for it. Like, I want my whole calendar booked up. Like, come on. Like, I have been waiting. I am a warrior of love. Like, I have been waiting to do this. So I'm excited. I'm like, I can't wait for it all to be booked up and, yeah, helping people and being in sacred ceremony all day long and doing healings. Like, I'm excited. So anyway, that's just me. I mean, other people are in a different part, but I'm like, yeah, bring it, baby. I can't wait. I got so much fire to share. Like, this is just like, so juicy.
Yeah, and you are sharing it, and I will share some things with you where I feel you're needed right now, because there is an amazing opportunity for all of us to heal. For those of you tuning in, nothing's going to be the same ever again. It really is going to be like you, and I've never done ayahuasca, but the way you were describing it, the literal vibration that was moving through my being, it was like, yes, I apparently needed to do it so that I could understand what we were about to walk into. Tell us more. Keep going. I want to hear the
whole thing. Yeah. Okay. So I'll go around the circle. So the south direction is when more love comes in, and the south comes in. The south is a beautiful presence of love and connection with the earth and grounding, and the self, you know, the medicine starts to tell you and show you in a really gentle way, mostly gentle, like, guess what? These are some areas you want to look at. Here's what you need to explore. Here's where you have really kind of fallen off the bandwagon. Here's where you've ignored things for way too long. These particular things you should really make a new choice around now. And you start, and people can go into some dark tunnels in this time because they're really seeing it. And I think that that's what the next part of the stay in place thing is going to happen. Because if you think about the thick energy of being too long with your family, that's exactly like the South. Okay. Like, it's because all the patterns and all the stuff that comes up when you're home too long, like over the holidays with your family, and you're like, can't wait to go back to school. Like, that whole period, that is exactly what it's like. It gets very thick because there's more love coming in, and there's a lot of blocks to love. And so all of those are getting illuminated for you to see, because you can't release anything without witnessing it. You have to witness it. And then all the judgment and the shame and the blame and the guilt and all of that starts to surface, because it's been lying dormant inside your body anyway, and it needs to be released. And so you're witnessing it and feeling it on the way out, because most of us have tried to avoid feeling. And so now we got to feel it to heal it. So the south is a lot of that. Now, just in case you didn't get the message in the south, or didn't get enough of a message in the south, the west comes along. And the west will kick your ass, okay? I'm just warning about the west. The west is all about let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Because what's coming is more beautiful. This is trust and faith. So round about July to October, we're going to have a lot of letting it go, right? Letting go of our institutions, letting go of taxes, letting go of all the stuff, right? All the structures and institutions, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go of the people that we lost during this time, which would be a time of grief. So, like, grief can come up, like, really deep-seated stuff can come up in the West. Like, all the places that you're attached to it being a certain way gets illuminated in the West, because the South already cleared a bunch of stuff. So now the West can go, look at where you've rooted and grounded yourself. Mm. Look at where you've put your center of gravity, and is that the right place to put it? Because the whole point of the West is to clear the way all the stuff that doesn't serve you, clear it out of the way so you can expand with what does serve you. Because the love's still coming in. Everything, the love and the light and everything's coming in. It actually is even more intense, the beauty of it all, that it can be overwhelming. So this is a time frame of like big reconstruction. But then we get into the north. Now I love the north because in the north, you're like, you've been like squeegeed and scrubbed and you know, pumiced and you're, and now your heart light's shining out. Now you're like reconnected in the north with your true self, with your true voice, with your true love, your true heart. And you're reconnected with that aspect of you that is pure. And you've got all the love and support of your ancestors surrounding you, and you feel it. And now you're connected to the group consciousness in a way that you're not confused. You're not confused anymore about what your role is. In this part of the ceremony, people often perform for each other. So there's an invitation to express yourself during the North, to bring in that mythic space, the space of story and song and art and all of this expression, to express yourself. And so there'll be a big expression at the end of the year, which I love, of people like just authentically sharing like from their heart in the most pure way that makes you want to like just, it just opens you because you hear it in its spirit. It's like, it's pure. That's what I think we can expect, you know, toward the end of the year, is that like big expression of love that like, wow. And the thing about it that I love is when you're connected in with the group consciousness, because your egoic self has been, you know, dismantled quite a bit now, then you know when it's your time to share. You feel it. It's like the space opens and then you sing or you tell your story or you play your instrument and you entertain us all, because we're all just here to entertain each other anyway.
Gosh, I love it. And I love that that was what came through before our call, because my goodness, what a beautiful way to explain what we are moving through and where it's going to go.
Because 2021, we got another big portal, you know, that's another East.
Beautiful. Another so more, trip.
I told people this last year. I've been telling people this for a while, but of course people listen to me at varying degrees. But I told them in 2019, I said, listen, 2019 is a great year to purge a bunch of stuff you don't need. Like, do your shadow work, do your deep dark, like get it out of the way, like really go in, like clear, 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 heal your ancestry, get it all done. You know, so when you hit 2020, you have an easier time. And that was good advice for everybody who heeded it, because I'm doing fine right now.
Same.
I'm good. Know?
Yeah. I really feel really good. I mean, and that's really what it speaks to, is those that have avoided are being forced.
You're being forced. Yeah. The only reason, like this virus, nothing is arbitrary. Mm-hmm. It will, if you need to have it, you're going to get it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not in opposition to it. I don't feel an opposition energy with you either. I feel acceptance of it. Like if it comes to me, okay, I'll work my way through it. I don't think I'm above anything or beyond anything. I feel like that's not for me to decide. If I need to have it, I'll get it and I'll work my way through it. But I feel like what really helps is the lungs are grief. You know, the lungs are unforgiven things. The lungs is all the trapped emotional energy that you didn't express. That's the lungs and the throat, you know? And so if you've already done a lot of that work, you don't need that. You don't need the virus for that.
I did. Thank God for last year. Last year felt like purgatory. For
you did it early. Got it out of the way. So you could just sit back and be in service right now.
Yeah. And that's exactly where I am. And I'm holding. And it's interesting, as the women in my container, some of their families are being impacted and they're even in the households, and yet they are safe. They are held because they have been doing this internal work. And so the external manifestation is just that. It's an opportunity that we are being granted. This is not to minimize or to not speak to the fact, are there people that are transitioning? Absolutely. And still seeing it in wholeness, even still, and remembering that some are choosing that that is the path that they're walking out right now. And I know you said that on our other interview when I came on for you, because I felt that we're being granted what our souls need at this time, and it's all perfect.
Yeah, it's like I gave the swimming pool analogy, which some people got really upset with. But, you know, there's adult swim. And, you know, when there's Adult Swim, like, children leave the pool because they're not prepared to do the work of Adult Swim. And on this planet, we are headed into Adult Swim. This is going to be mastery to turn this thing around. To turn this Titanic around is going to be mastery level work. And so young souls are not prepared for the level of mastery it's going to take to walk this walk, which is why they're bailing out now, which is why they're leaving, because it's actually compassionate to let them go. It's compassionate to say, yes, I honor you. This is more than your soul's ready. This is a bigger curriculum than your soul is prepared for. And nobody wants to traumatize any soul. You know, we're not here to traumatize anybody, but we got to get the job done. And so anybody that can hang out and be on Earth during this transition, you know, is encouraged to stay, to be part of the solution. So it's going to be work, but we can do it. It's self-mastery work. It's co-dreaming, you know, and it's a place of rapid karma, you know, like rapid turnaround. So like, let's say that a soul hasn't really mastered storytelling in their mind yet, or they could really get themselves twisted up in a tangle by being in a paradigm where it's instant karma, which is one of the reasons why choosing not to be part of this right now. Cause we have to be really good about our stories we tell ourselves and others, that what we're co-creating. We have to be mindful, really mindful, like way more Mach 10 mindful, you know, like, yes. Super mindful.
It, to me, what I'm hearing is what I've been confirming for myself is that the instant manifestations.
There's instant manifestations. Yes. And I'm working with it too. You know, so I wouldn't say I'm a beyond it by any means. I'm right there in the trenches working with my consciousness and really, you know, doing my best to up my game, you know, in terms of keeping my equilibrium good, keeping my feeling body good, not bypassing anything that's going on inside of me, but then elevating it back to love and peace. Like, we gotta stay.
Yeah. And it's just, and we have the tools. And so what I would say, and I'm going to ask you for yours, I'm just feeling the conviction to say this, that if you're listening to this, you're called. If you're listening to this, your soul knows what you need to do. You have all the tools. Lean on one another. You know who you are. And this is our time. We have prepared for this for thousands upon thousands of years. And we have an entire arsenal team with us, walking this walk with us. And it's time to do better.
It is. It's, and now is the time that we've been waiting for, and it's us that's going to do it. So there, you know, the buck stops here, basically, with all of us.
Love it. And it's not to say that in a scary way, because what we're doing the work for is because we are birthing a new earth. And as many of you know, all of you should know, birthing is not exactly pretty or easy, but it's the most beautiful, fulfilling that I've heard. I've not birthed in my own, but I mean, I can just imagine you're bringing a new life into the world, and we're literally creating the paradigm of heaven on earth. Like, that is so worth it. What more would you want than that?
Yeah, we get to create that, and we get to decide what that is together. And we get to learn a whole nother level of self-mastery around co-creation and honoring boundaries with other people, other souls, and what they're creating. Like, there's a whole lot of mastery that we're going to be learning. Mm. Very personal experiences, very vulnerably in our own lives, in our own relationships. So,
well, if you could leave the listener with a word of advice, some tools, some tips to navigate this period that we're walking into with grace, what would that be?
Well, I think the number one thing is that every single person has got to do the inner work to align themselves to their soul's guidance and frequency so they can hear their soul and step with their soul, you know? So that's the number one, because we're all in these unique thumbprint suits. So, you know, you got your thumbprint suit, I got my thumbprint suit. My instructions in my thumbprint suit are different than yours. My perceptions are different than yours. And so it's great to have teachers and guides along the process, but definitely choose a teacher guide who understands that you have a thumbprint suit that's unique and helps you to find your own inner guidance, because that the days of, like, you know, sitting back in a church and letting the pastor tell you what to do are over. You're going to have to master it yourself. And it's going through the cocoon, right? You're gonna have to go through the cocoon. You cannot bypass the cocoon. You cannot skip it. you have got to go through it. And it's not just a one time. We're going to be doing a spiral evolution of this. So you've got to get comfortable being uncomfortable, being in the cocoon part and coming out again and flying for a while and then going back in the cocoon. So this is just how we're going to do it as we evolve consciousness, because we got some turns of the spiral to go up, you know? So just, that's all. Just, you know, get yourself some good tools of mastery to use to help guide yourself through those spirals of the ascension. And also get yourself community, because we need to keep each other sane.
Yeah. Yeah. As we're all yes, I so feel that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So good. Thank you so, so much. And if I could give advice on how do I find community, set the intention and ask, and it will be provided. That's what I've done. And that's what so many people that I know that have done. And it's literally you ask and it is given. Remember, instant manifestation, you want something, but ask for it.
Ask for it and then follow and say yes to it. Like say yes, 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 yes. And you know, don't be stopped by conversations around money and all that, because that's really old paradigm. Like things will just, it'll happen. You're the one that has to decide. If you're in alignment with your soul and your soul says yes, then it shall be so.
Ooh, perfect way to end. Thank you so yeah. much, Carrie. I love you.
Out of my mouth.
No, of course, because you know, spirit, soul led, everything ends up being exactly as it's supposed to be.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for coming and for being with us. Carrie, you are just such a light. Oh, I can't wait to share more of you. This is not over.
This is not the end. This is not the end.
We will be back many more times. We need to do a little series, guys. What do you think? Let us know. I think so too. I definitely want to bring you into the group and into the She Is Risen group. I'd love to have you. For those of you that are not in the Facebook group, I have a group called the Divine Manifestation Maven, the She, He Is Risen Collective. Go figure that started in the beginning of this year. We kind of knew that was coming. And we will be going live in there and sharing some more tips and just dropping in and keeping the conversation sane. And we'll also in the show notes share how you can get in touch with Carrie and some of her goodies that she's going to share with you. If you haven't subscribed, please do so below. And until next time, guys, oh my gosh, ride the wave.